Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com.
Kevin is in Madison, Wisconsin, and as I understand it, I am told he was, moments ago, two mouse clicks away from handling his payroll duties today. Kevin, did you get the payroll done this morning, sir?
Yes, I did, and everybody will have money to spend.
Well, thank you for listening to our program. Welcome to it, and thanks for holding. You are a business owner. Tell us what's going on. What do you do there in Madison, Wisconsin?
We run a small dry cleaning business here.
Yes, sir.
In the capital of the state.
And how is that going?
It's coming back a little bit. Our business has been here in Madison for, this will be our 96th year. And it's seen a lot of ups and downs through the years. This is a second generation business. My partner, my boss, is the son of the founder, and they've seen the storms come and go. They've been in the same location as a primary business along with many ancillaries 2 years.
Yes.
And they withstood the test of time. They stuck to their guns about trying to live the American dream, meaning good service to start with, and a dedication to craft.
Very interesting. That's a great heritage to have. What do you make? Give us your perspective as a longstanding business owner. What do you make of this proclivity of some to go out and demonstrate and protest and try to destroy local small business owners like yourself because whatever reason they don't meet this pop cultural criteria or this requirement from the media or what have you? I mean, these are very contentious times to own and operate a business in some cases. Give us your perspective on that.
I've struggled with it mightily because it's really easy to buy into the narrative that this happens because of generational difficulties and separations and ideologies. And in thinking about it and then waiting on the Lord to show me something that I'm missing, you always pray for, not so Lord, help me what I should do, but force me to do those things that I don't want to do. And those things that I found out that I didn't want to do was to put things in perspective as they relate to seeing people where they are today. We have a lot of people who want to assail small businesses today because it's easy to join in, given the tools that they have to join forces. In the 60s and the 70s, and I lived through that whole Vietnam protest era, they didn't have the electronic media tools to assemble a small posse of people, of say 250 people, inside of 10 minutes. They do now, and they're highly mobile, and it seems like there's a lot more. I think what I'm seeing, especially based on what we saw happen in Indiana in recent months, that it was more media-driven and a lot more picked up by the wire services, what wire services there are that still do it. But just because somebody puts it on Facebook doesn't make it the truth. But you don't, it depends on how you approach it as a business owner. If you're going to come to the table with a grudge, a chip on your shoulder saying, oh, these people, I've got to defend myself. But I have to see them where they are. Some have a militant agenda, and some of them they're just pet rocks.
Yeah.
They want to get along and mimic what everybody else does because it's the popular thing to do. And rather than giving deep thought and weight to having their own personal convictions, it's just easy to adopt somebody else's.
Yep. That's very well stated.
For those people, I have to say, be patient.
That's great advice. What would you like to see happen? Speak to the church parishioner. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't own a business in your region of Wisconsin, or maybe it's somebody in Idaho or in California or in Minneapolis, St. Paul, somewhere else where we're broadcasting to. Speak to the non-business owner. Just name one thing that the Christian community could do better at to be more supportive to local small business owners like you.
Engage them in a conversation in a small one, just a small, brief one. It can just be the small chatter of the day. Let them know you appreciate what you do, what you stand for. If you're out there and you make it known that you're going to treat all with love because you're in a business and you're not here for the money, you're here on a mission. I'm sorry, I can't go to Nepal right now and help with the earthquake victims because I'm charged with my little mission field right here in Madison to serve the customers that I have. If people know that this isn't something we're doing to set ourselves up for a plush retirement, that we're setting ourselves up for a leadership role to our staff and to our family members, then we've got a chance to have the other people see that we have the same thing we do. We're just in small business. They may work another small business or starting a craft or in a major corporation. But we all kind of have to remember, we all wear our pants one leg at a time and zip them at the front.
Yes, sir. We, or at least we certainly should. And we all are participants in the economy. No, I hear what you're saying. Kevin, thanks much for the call from Madison. I hope you have a very good and productive day there at your business.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hills Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hills Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.